Is your house looking a little tired?
We're gonna need paint. We're gonna need red paint.
There's nothing like a good paint job to transform the whole look of your home.
Smooth strokes. Up and down.
We've got the experts from PPG Pittsburgh Paints here talking painting. Join the conversation. Call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And a great big welcome back to all of our Arizona listeners with questions on painting.
Hey.
Yes, darling.
We got a call from Joe from Flagstaff.
Okay.
I wanted to know what's the difference in painting in altitude. What are the different considerations he would need as far as temperature and maybe preparation of the wood and that kind of stuff? Is it different?
I'm glad the expert's here. I would think the difference between 2,500 feet in Phoenix and 6,500 in Flagstaff, there's hardly any. The altitude isn't going to change anything. The temperature is going to change something.
Yeah, it's really going to be temperature and humidity more than anything. Wood probably lives a little bit harder life in Flagstaff than it does in Phoenix. It's really important, whether you're in Flagstaff or Phoenix, if you have bare wood. If we've walked this house now, I think we've covered cracks to a great degree. Let's take a look at our wood.
Yep.
All wood needs a good primer. Wood is a difficult substrate to paint because it absorbs moisture from all sides. So you want to get a good bonding primer in there. Work it into the wood. Make sure your wood is, you know, not deteriorated. If it is, you need to replace it. In some cases, a special encapsulating or penetrating primer, such as our wood permanizer, may save a piece of wood.
Well, you mentioned primer. Do you want to go to a non-politically correct arena of your industry for a minute with me?
Sure.
You want to go there with me?
Sure.
I see paint advertised all the time with built-in primer.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's it. Every coating has a special job to do, okay? If you could throw the primer into the paint, we would have done it a long time ago. It's a marketing term. Don't buy into it.
All right. Let's see if we can bring Cindy and
Cheeseman. Hang on one second.
Joe's
back on. From Flagstaff. He has a very specific question. So
okay.
Pick him up online
okay,
too.
We're going to go back to Joe, and then Cindy, hang on. You'll be next, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dale Wade of PPG Pittsburgh Paints, proud sponsor of Rosie on the House. Don't forget, they're making it available for you at all 12 of their stores across the state. You can go in their stores and buy at Rosie on the House prices. It's one account. Walk in and say you're a Rosie on the House listener and go to our website and clip the $30 coupon. You'll be buying better than professional grade paint.
And we made it easy.
At a competitive rate.
If you've been to the website, you've been to our partners' pages, you know you go, you select your region, you select painting, then you would select PPG. But you can also just type in rosieonthehouse.com/PPG. Pittsburgh Paints, rosieonthehouse.com/PPG.
Don't try another brand. Your next paint project, there's no reason to try another brand other than this one. We're giving it to you straight.
I will have to repost the picture I did from, I think it was like 18 months ago I posted it.
We had painted
the nursery.
You did a nice job on that nursery.
I mean, just the colors. It's incredible.
But you did a nice job.
Did you use our online color tools, Romy?
No, I didn't. My neighbor gave us a skirt for the, no, it wasn't a skirt. When you've got your baby crib and you've got the slots, you can get little arms and legs in between. Our neighbor had made a little cushioned barrier to keep arms and legs. So I took that in to the paint store and said, I need this color matched. And they did a great job.
Well, that's a really good point. If you have a item that you would like to build a color palette around, if you'll go to voiceofcolor.com, we actually have tools to help people select palettes, and you can actually take a picture with your phone. In fact, this app is even available on your phone if you have a smartphone, and it will design a palette of colors to go with that item.
That is so cool. Let's get to Joe. He's been so patient holding. He wanted to talk about altitude painting and what else, Joe? We got you now, buddy.
Well, it's the ultraviolet. So being up here at 7,000 feet, the ultraviolet rays from the sun, they just strip the southern and the western faces of your home. You know, the north side, without having those super strong sun rays on, it seems to last much, much longer. So I didn't know if they had paints that, you know, have got anything in there to help that.
Joe, tell me on the particular home you're thinking about right now, is it a wood-sided home like a T111?
It is T111, yes.
Okay. All right. Wade, T111 in Flagstaff. Of course, the south and the west are going to be beat up.
Right, and your better quality exterior paints have additive packages in them that help them survive and do a better job. They have mildicides, they have insecticides, and our Sunproof and Manor Hall have UV resistance built into them. This is the reason you don't want to skimp on the paint. The difference in price between a cheaper paint and a premium paint is minuscule compared to the amount of work that you're going to go in and do on the prep job. And even with a professional, let's talk about the economics for just a second.
Yeah.
Typically, when a professional quotes you a job, 80% of the cost is labor. 20% is material.
Yeah.
And let's say that you want to cut your material cost by 10% and go into a cheaper paint. If you look at that, you've only saved maybe 2% on the paint job. And compared to the difference in longevity and satisfaction you're going to get, go ahead and buy a premium grade 100% exterior paint that's appropriate for the environment that you're in.
And when you're giving those numbers and you're talking about the labor and 80% and somebody's thinking, well, gosh, I can go now do a paint job and it's only going to be 20% of what a professional does. Well, you have to remember how many tools and the equipment that the painter's already invested in. So if you don't have any of the extension ladders, the rollers, the brushes, the airless sprayers, you got a hefty upfront cost coming to you.
Right, exactly.
And all the mask and protect equipment.
That professional painter has a lot of money tied up in tools, in labor, insurance, obviously, because there's a lot of risk to getting up off the ground when you're trying to paint a house.
Number one cause of accidents in homeowners is falling off ladders.
Right, exactly.
I was talking to probably one of the premier painters in central Arizona, Paul Cooper, Cooper Painting in Casa Grande. His dad started the business back in the 50s. I think they licensed in the 60s, and they've been there painting ever since. He's recently converted completely over to y'all Sunproof line. He is really impressed with the product.
Well, and exactly so. Is Joe still on the line with us?
No,
he's not. Okay. There's a little fuzzy connection there. We had
okay. Well, Joe, I hope you're still listening. We have a store in Flagstaff. One of my counterparts up there, Corey Woods, is an extremely knowledgeable individual. What I would encourage you to do is if you want to, just go ahead and call our Tempe store, 480-784-4000.
You know what? I can give him the Flagstaff number.
Oh, okay.
Flagstaff's number is 928-213-1005, and that's at 1864 East Route 66. Those of you in Flagstaff will know it as the Glidden Paint Store.
Okay, perfect. And Joe, also make sure, especially with wood siding, that you properly prep it, you use a high-quality primer appropriate to the substrate, and then 100% quality product such as Sunproof or Manor Hall. I think you'll find a lot of your exposure problems go away.
And just to clarify that a little, PPG acquired Glidden. So now every Glidden store you can find PPG's products you'll put on the shelves.
That is correct. In fact, over the past week, we have been changing the signage, repainting all of the stores, giving them a facelift, a brand new look. And both product lines are available in all of the stores.
So Joe needs to see Corey. At the PPG store on East Route 66 in Flagstaff. And Joe, before you go to rosieonthas.com, click the $30 coupon, click it, print it, and clip it, bring it, and walk in and say you're a Rosie on Thas listener. You're going to buy it at my cost, and then you're going to get another $30 off. Let's get to Cindy in Glendale. She's been so patient. Bless her heart.
That's okay. I've called you a couple of times about painting stuff. The inside of my house was oversprayed. I called you a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Anyway, my question is, I'm renting a house in Glendale from a friend of mine, and the last couple of years, or especially the last year, I'm noticing holes about the size of a quarter popping up around the house. It doesn't matter if it's in the shade or in the sun. I don't see bugs.
Are these all above your head?
No, some of them are eye level. Some of them are, you know, 4 feet and higher.
That's interesting. If they were all higher, I was going to be very suspicious that they were, that it was a woodpecker. The lower ones, you're not along a golf course, are you?
No. And that's what has me curious, because I'm not seeing. And I thought maybe they were. And this is an old house. I mean, I'm not exactly sure how old it is, but it's at least 20 years old, I'm guessing.
Okay.
But. Yeah. I'm just noticing all the, and they're, like I said, they're about the size of a quarter, and they're all kind of uniform, and that's the other thing that boggles me.
How deep are they, Cindy?
I can stick my finger into about the second knuckle.
And,
oh!
That has to be woodpeckers. I'm just not used to them being that low.
If they're uniform, I mean, that sure sounds like what my palm trees look like.
Yeah, so what are we going to recommend? The first thing I would do is I in all of the holes that you have, I would saturate them with Tabasco. So the next time the woodpecker comes back, he's going to remember that house doesn't taste the same as it used to, and he's going to find someplace else. But after we get that woodpecker to now find the neighbor's home, what are we going to seal those quarter-size holes up to the second knuckle, so that's an inch and a quarter deep? What are we going to plug that with?
Well, Rosie, as far as the material goes, this is not a caulk problem. We need to get an actual stucco patching compound on there. And
is that something y'all have, or do you refer people
to
like a Marvel?
We have stucco patch in the store. But, you know, that's kind of an art form in getting that texture to look right. It might be worth your while to get somebody that has experience in that field to come in and take a look.
Depending on how many you have. Take the stucco patch in that y'all have in the store as a powder mix that
right.
you mix up and
right.
plug the hole real good. And then the secret to patching stucco with anything is then take a wet sponge and just kind of daub the surface and feather it over left and right and up and down. And that will kind of feather the repair back in. Then the thing you have to worry about is you're going to have a cold joint between the stucco line and your patch line, so that quarter size circle, that outline, is then going to telegraph back through. But there's a way to solve that, and I'm going to tell you about it right when we get back after this short break, right here at Rosie on the House with my good friend Dale Wade of PPG Pittsburgh Paints.